Good morning.
Is this Kim?
This is Kim.
Oh, what's happening? It's JP.
Hi, JP. How are ya?
I'm good. I'm glad that you remember JP. I didn't have to say JP from high school.
No, I totally remember you, obviously. Come on.
Kim, we are the Maria and Chad show. You're actually on the radio in Phoenix. I don't know how much he told you about what's going on.
Well, kind of, but hello. Hi, how are you in Phoenix? I wish I was there, not here. It's cold.
You're in Chicago, right?
Yep.
Well, Kim, just so everybody listening knows, you were JP's high school senior prom date, and we're calling you to have you give us a review of how that night went.
Why are my armpits sweaty right now?
Yeah. Okay, so Kim, I have to tell you, full disclosure, JP was so nervous to make this phone call.
Oh my goodness. JP, come on.
It's just been so long. You know, it's been like 17 years.
It has true. I was trying to think that too. Like when you Facebook friended me, that's how we reconnected here. Facebook, love it. I was like, God, like just a blast from the past, you know, like And of course, you're a great guy. And obviously, look at you're on the radio. Way to go.
Okay, Kim, what was JP wearing?
Well, I have, you know, my brain is mush. I have three kids now, but I will remember he was wearing a suit.
Did he have a cummerbund?
I think it was black, right? With a cummerbund. Yes. Yes, he was. Did he tell you that he was the king, the prom king?
No, he did not.
Oh, yeah. He got the prom king of Maine South High School 2003. So, you know, I think you should spread the word there.
So he was a catch then. You were the date of the prom king.
I was the date of the prom king. Yep.
And JP, you actually asked Kim to prom in a pretty epic way.
Yep, 25 shirtless guys with letters body painted on their chest that spelled out, Kim, will you go to prom with JP?
Holy cannoli.
That's pretty impressive. So, Kim, since this was such a grand gesture, did you have a choice?
Yeah.
Did you have to say yes?
Well, at that point, I guess I had to. No, I'm kidding. Of course I said yes. It was pretty awesome. So, it's fun because I actually am a high school teacher, and I planned prom last year, and I'm planning it next year. So I do tell JP's promposal. I'm like, I know, you know, this was quite a bit time ago, but I mean, I don't think anyone stopped it. So
wow,
you're a legend.
Okay, let's wrap up to the end of the prom.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Kiss.
You know what, JP and I, we were great friends, and we didn't cross that line. So we had a great time.
Sounds like a high school teacher response. I got you.
Yep, you got it. And we enjoyed our time together, and I think we even all went and hung out at a lake house after. So we stayed friends, and that's about awesome as prom night kiss. The kiss just didn't happen, and that's okay.
Well, Kim, we appreciate you taking a minute and helping us. We thought we'd get more dirt on JP, but you sound like a very nice woman, and we understand that you're married and have kids, so we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with us.
Anytime, no problem.
Hey, thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
Let me put her on hold. She can't hear us. JP, how do you think that went?
All right. Kim doesn't remember what I wore. We didn't kiss, which makes me the worst prom king ever. But I'm pretty good at promposals, and she still tells that story to her classroom. So I'll take it.
That's a win. That's good. You're influencing future promposals.
Yeah, just take off your shirt and paint it with body paint.